know the voice. The most, perhaps, professional songwriter, singer, and performer in our history. He has done things that pros are just in awe of, including his latest album, My Dream Duets, Barry Manilow singing with people like Whitney Houston, John Denver, Jimmy Durante, Frankie Lyman, Marilyn Monroe, and on and on. And our guest, Barry Manilow. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, John. Good morning, everyone.
I need to ask you, there's so much we want to ask you, but the Jimmy Durante, how did you pick Jimmy Durante to sing?
I saw this movie that he had done with Sinatra, and they do this 10-minute scene about Durante advising Sinatra about how to sing a song. I thought, that would be a great way to introduce this album. So we edited it down to 2 minutes, and he gives me advice on how to sing a song. It turned out just great. Well, this whole album is kind of crazy because, we were dealing with old records, and they sound like they're brand new records.
I've been a huge fan. I'm in awe of you, Barry Manilow, and I just can't even imagine how you were able to put this together with modern technology, because it sounds so beautiful.
It is. When I came up with this crazy idea, it sounded like a great idea, but I didn't think it could be done. But music technology has gone so far that we were actually able to take these records and make them into brand new sounding records. We took off the old orchestras and put brand new orchestra, and then we made them into duets. It's really an amazing feat of technology.
The outside of the people liking your records and the fans, professionals in the business hold you in awe. I know you don't talk about it, but they do. And I think that this album, showing your the virtuoso side of it, I just think it's just amazing. How did you come up with it? How did you come up with picking Dusty Springfield, for example, or Marilyn Monroe, for example? How did that come to you?
Well, after I came up with this crazy idea, I made 35 rough demos of 35 singers that I would have loved to have sung with, but they were way before my time. I did demos with Bing Crosby and Fred Astaire, and I picked everybody that I could possibly have wanted to sing with over the years. And these 11 were the ones that sounded best for me. I knew Dusty Springfield, one of the greats, and getting to sing The Look of Love with Dusty Springfield. John, I can't tell you how moving this whole experience was. This is when these people were at their prime. They were young. They were talented. They were ambitious. Singing with Whitney or singing with Judy Garland, this was like an unbelievable experience for me.
Do you have a favorite?
Well, it's pretty new, if I have to pick one, it's Whitney or Judy. These are the ones that I love the most.
And why?
Well, first of all, Judy was the greatest entertainer of the century. And, it was just fantastic to sing this great swinging version of Zing Went the Strings of My Heart. And, of course, Whitney, I knew Whitney, and, it's a tragic story. And there was John Denver. I knew John. He did one of my specials. So singing Sunshine on My Shoulders with John, every once in a while I would forget that they weren't here. They were in my headset, and I thought, I forgot they weren't standing next to me.
Now, most people might not know, but you started age 7 playing the accordion and the piano. Did you ever imagine this career like this?
Never, never. I never even imagined being a singer. I was a musician. That was where I was going to go. And then suddenly I wound up having hit records on the radio, and I had to figure out how to do that because I'd never even thought about performing or singing.
I do have to ask you, because of just the nature of your career so amazing, that in the beginning you were writing jingles for television and commercials, and one of them, I think, is the Allstate. What was the Allstate one?
It's State Farm.
State Farm, yeah.
Yeah, they still use it.
Yeah, they do.
The neighbor of State Farm is there. They still use it. They still use I Am Stuck on a Band-Aid also.
I don't want to get your agent upset with me, but you get a couple bucks every time they sing that song?
Not a penny.
Come on, it's a ripoff.
Hey, And they've been, but the girl that sings Like a Good Neighbor, she's on her third Rolls Royce because, she, and, you know, they give you residuals if you're on the spot. But as the writer, they buy you out as soon as you get them. They give they gave me $500 all those years ago, and that's it.
Do you eat free at McDonald's?
I did. You deserve a break today. If they're all so old, people don't even remember.
Yeah, they do.
They do.
And you know what? Another thing was amazing in getting ready for you your interview. I looked up and there was Bob. There was a thing I read where Bob Dylan. I'm a big Bob Dylan fan. You never think Bob Dylan and Barry Manilow together, but Bob Dylan came up to you and said, "Man, keep doing what you're doing." And I thought, that's like one pro acknowledging another pro.
Well, it was amazing. You know, I had you know, when I left that party, I was kind of dazed that he would do that, that he would even know what I did. But, you know, people in the business, we all know what everybody else is doing, and I knew he must have known that I was getting killed by the critics, so having him say that was really important.
Are you going on tour with this?
Yeah, I am. I'm going on tour. I'm coming to Chicago on Valentine's Day, so get out your roses. I'm coming on February 14th at the United Center. I'll be there on Valentine's Day.
Hey, we want to play a little bit of you and Marilyn Monroe. Take a listen.
I want to be loved by you, just you, and nobody else but you. I want to be loved by you alone.
You know,
it's like magic.
One of the things that people don't understand about duets is that you're singing with people who are no longer here and you're doing all the digital mastery, but you're singing to make them sound good and make the duet sound good. You're not like fighting with each other, you know, who gets the harmony and the in some ways the professionalism is so outstanding that you are giving the other artists the melodies, and you're harmonizing with them. It's so outstanding.
My goal was to honor these legends and introduce them to an audience that might never have heard of them. So I didn't want to get in their way. It was my goal not to get in their way, but I did need to make them into duets. But I wanted to give them the lead.
All right, so we know you're coming to the United Center on Valentine's Day. Tickets are on sale to the general public on November 24th. But I got to ask you this. What's your next? Because you're always working on the next thing. So what is it?
I've always got the next project. You're right. But right now, the next project is this new tour. I'm putting it together right now.
Well, we hope you come by when you're here in Chicago. Can't wait to see you again. You are outstanding and a great guest and a great professional.
Thanks
a lot.
John. Thanks,
Thank you
Mark.
So much.
Bye-bye, everybody.